On today's segment of A Moment in Time, author and educator Dr. Jennifer Patterson shares segments from her book, Something New, Making Changes That Last.
Making changes in your life starts with what you're thinking. As a former classroom teacher, one of the most powerful lessons I learned from my students is when someone has a strong enough desire for a particular outcome, he or she will put in the time and the effort that it takes to reach that outcome. Without fail, this scenario has played out in my classroom over the years. Students who wanted to learn and make the grade first believed that they could do it. They joined their efforts to their belief, and over the course of time, what they believed became a reality. This is a powerful reminder to us all of how God has prepackaged us. He has created us with the ability and the capacity to create a positive mental environment in which to grow and nurture productive thoughts that build a solid foundation for belief. Often, in making changes, you have to see what is not visible yet in order to set your mind in the right direction. Although there will be many distractions along the way, we can learn to create and settle into our point of focus, our something new. One way to establish your new focus is to grab hold of God's living word and let it inspire your belief. God tells us that we can absolutely visualize something new. In 1 Corinthians 5:17, we are told, "Now we look inside, and what we see is anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life burgeons." Making changes. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you so that you can become who you were meant to be in the first place. It's time for something new.
For more information about something new, making changes that last, visit wjou.org.